Hey, Story Pillar friends. It's me, Meg, grown-ups. Guess what? Our Story Pillar store is live!
Yay!
Hot tooties scooties! Now you can wear us and drink from us and put the tiny little bits of our faces together and stuff things inside of us.
You mean stuff things inside bags with pictures of our faces?
That's what I said, but then...
We've got t-shirts, bags, puzzles, and more ready for you at storypillarstore.threadless.com.
You can like check the episode notes for the link.
Okay, chicken tray, ready for the show?
Hey, Story Pillar friends, it's me, Meg. I'm so happy to see you again. Or hear you? Or have you hear me, I guess? Anyway, guess what, coconut? As Sneak would say, my ear is almost back to normal. Hooray! Ear cooperating, doing ear yoga with Bean, and eating Sneak and Sparky's delicious ear soup, and letting them stick about 3 gajillion band-aids all over my ears actually worked. And it looks like we'll be ready to dive back into the rest of season 3 with you next Monday, April 1st, 2024. Thank you for being so patient and supportive while my ears put their tiny little feet up for a while and got some much needed rest. Okay, for today, our very last ear cooperation episode, we'll take another listen to Achubu, our sneezy ghost story from Story Pillar episode 2.6. Since it's the beginning of spring in the Northern Hemisphere, I thought this might be a good one, since there are so many drippy noses and sniffles and teeny-weeny pollen particles floating around just waiting to make us sneeze our noses off. So, maybe grab a box of tissues and a cozy blanket or 12. And here we go. Achubu, a sneezy ghost story by Courtney Lewis, adapted from The Grateful Ghost, a Korean folktale. Spring was Tuli's least favorite season. She had allergies. You probably didn't know ghosts have allergies, but some do. And Achubu is how most ghosts sneeze. The mountain forest where Tuli lived was lush and green in the spring, with new leaves covering the trees and vines just starting to snake along the ground. And there was pollen. So much pollen.
Boo!
The microscopic particles had been drifting from the flowers and the trees right into her nostrils, and Tuli had been blowing and sneezing and dripping so much that her nose was bright red and raw. Whoever heard of a ghost with a red nose? She had no choice but to blow her nose on scratchy leaves, but she had seen humans using feather-light white squares. They called them tissues, and she could only imagine the pillowy softness against her tender ghost skin. She was hoping to get a hold of some of these magical tissues, but she didn't even have a lot of ghost friends. And talk to a human? She'd rather eat a wiggly silkworm. But she could just not deal with her blazing nose for a second longer. So she flitted between the tree branches, careful not to disturb any birds, until she neared the path that ran along the edge of the forest. Soon, a boy walked unsuspectingly toward her. But by the time Tuli fidgeted and took a few deep breaths, it was too late.
Pillowy softness,
she whispered and willed herself to float after him. Then she felt a familiar twinge in her nose.
Uh-oh.
And then a much stronger twinge. And then one of her biggest sneezes ever exploded out of her nose and mouth.
Jubu!
The boy left a foot in the air before running the rest of the way home without a single glance back. Tully sighed and decided that next time she'd try a more direct approach. So when Mrs. Cho, a teacher in town, strolled by a little while later, she gathered her courage and swooped right out in front of her. But apparently, a small, shimmery white being with a red nose popping out of the forest is, alarming. Mrs. Cho screeched, then sprinted back the way she came before Tully could even get a word out. Tully sighed and sneezed.
Choo-boo!
Ara was distracted as she meandered down the path. This was the first spring after her 12th birthday, and that meant she would very soon be expected to complete a family tradition she wasn't so sure she was ready for. That's why she didn't notice Turi hesitantly hover her way until the sneezy little ghost was right in front of her face. Ara froze, jolting back to the present. Turi tried to hold back a sneeze, but it escaped in a high-pitched squeak. Ara giggled.
Excuse me,
Tully said apologetically.
I have allergies.
Really? Me too. Tully's heart skipped a beat. She knew this was her big chance.
Does that mean that you keep tissues in your backpack?
She asked hopefully. Ara had never seen a ghost before, and she was pretty sure she was supposed to be scared. But this ghost seemed friendly enough, and how could she not empathize with a fellow allergy sufferer? She smiled, unzipped her purple knapsack, and pulled out a pack of soft, fluffy, heavenly whiteness. Wide-eyed, Tully delicately took a tissue and relished the gentle feeling against her nose as she blew. Ara had never seen someone so happy to blow her nose. She handed over the pack to a delighted Tully, but didn't stop there. She reached into her bag again and offered one of the allergy pills that kept her from constantly sneezing in the spring. Tully was amazed.
Thank you.
She squealed, then tagged along as her new friend, her new human friend, explained what she had been worrying about before nearly smacking into her. On Saturday, Ara would hike to Kunsan Overlook and its spectacular view of the majestic Sobei Mountains. There, she would leave an offering for the Kunshin, or guardian spirit of the mountains, and carve her name into the overlook signpost. That all sounded just fine, but the part that was making her the most anxious on this trip was that she'd be going without her family for the first time. Tully nodded sympathetically. She knew hiking was a national pastime. She often saw humans with backpacks and wide-brimmed hats sauntering down the trails that crisscrossed the woods and wound to the top of the mountains. She didn't really get it, since she could easily float all over the forest, down into the valley, or all the way up to the highest peak. But humans seemed to really like it, and she could tell this was a big deal for Ara. She also knew, from very recent experience, that doing things on your own for the first time was hard and scary. My grandpa did it after he turned 12, Ara said. And my mom did it, and so did my big sister Jay. She trailed off as her tummy did a somersault. But without my mom? Or my grandpa or my sister? She gulped. What if I accidentally take the wrong trail? Or I'm all by myself and I get startled by
a ghost with a red nose?
Tully interrupted. Ara paused and then smiled sheepishly. Yeah, okay. I guess there couldn't be anything more surprising than that. That Saturday, Ara stepped out of her family's cozy stone house and waved goodbye with only a little hesitation. She wore her sturdy gray hiking boots, the new red hat her mom had given her, and her purple backpack filled with snacks and water. Her grandpa had slid his pocket knife into the small side pouch of her pack before giving her an encouraging smile and a fist bump for good luck. Ara set off, feeling her belly butterflies flutter awake. But when she got to the trailhead, Tuli whooshed out from the tree branches like an exuberant, slightly see-through bedsheet.
Hey!
Ara said, half surprised and all the way happy to see her.
Ara, guess what? My nose has barely been redding, and look, it isn't so red today.
Tuli gave a little skip of delight.
Tissues really are the best invention ever. Well, maybe second best.
She smiled and shook a little green bottle of allergy pills. Ara, feeling a little less nervous already, laughed.
Anyway, since you were my allergy hero, it's my turn to help you. I float around these mountains and woods all the time, and I never get lost. Okay, almost never, but I always find my way eventually.
She nudged Ara's shoulder with her own.
So I'll come with you, and you won't have anything to worry about.
Ara almost couldn't believe the ghost's kindness. It's not like she'd given Tuli a big pile of money or all the candy she could carry. It was just a simple pack of tissues and allergy meds. Regardless, she was glad to have her unexpected new friend by her side as she set off on her quest. The unlikely pair hiked, well, Ara hiked and Tuli glided, up the sun-splashed trail past mighty oak trees, chirping birds, and colorful wildflowers. About halfway there, Ara heard a rustling in the near distance, and her heart nearly leapt out of her ears. She froze, and after a few yards, heard it again. Small branches snapped, and her eyes grew as big as donuts as she glanced at Tuli, who shrugged and shook her head. And just when the friends were sure a fierce wolf would spring from the thick greenery and rip them to pieces, out tumbled an adorable leopard cat, not much bigger than a pet cat. The spotted creature batted at an insect and then pranced across the trail and out of sight.
Oh, they're the cutest,
Tuli cooed, as Ara nodded and let out a breath she didn't realize she'd been holding. Soon, they reached the overlook. Ara gently took out a small container of white magnolia petals and tossed them in the air, allowing the mountain breeze to carry them up to the Kunshin. Then, she grabbed her grandpa's knife, carefully unfolding the shiny silver blade from the wooden handle, and proudly carved her name into the wooden signpost.
Ara.
She took a step back, then gazed across the valley and up at the towering mountain peaks, a huge grin spreading across her face.
I did it! Ara!
After a long, triumphant moment, the two friends sat on a flat rock and shared snacks. Yes, ghosts like snacks too, and took turns listing all the things they were allergic to.
So cat hair, dog hair, hair.
They laughed until their stomachs hurt, and then laughed some more before turning and following the setting sun back down the mountain. Ara held her head high, not feeling the least bit afraid. And Tuli, of course, led the way, glowing even more brightly than usual, and without a single achibu all the way home. The end. Hooray for Ara and Tuli. I'm glad she got over her allergies. But I was wondering, if ghosts did have tissues, what do you think they would look like? Would they be see-through or maybe glittery and shimmery like seahorse bellies? Not that I've ever seen a seahorse belly. Or maybe they have little sneezy ghost faces on them that say achoo-boo every time you blow your nose. What do you think? That's a great idea if they just, like, popped like bubbles when you were done with them. No boogery, germy tissues in landfills anymore. Convenient and eco-friendly. Anyway, whatever kind of tissues you have at home, thanks for listening to the last Earcooperation episode with me. Sneak, Bean, Sparky, and I can't wait
to jump back into the rest of season 3 with you next Monday, April 1st, 2024. And we'll kick it off again with a fantasterific sneak attack all about French Louisiana in the southeastern United States. Grown-ups, don't forget to head to our Ko-fi page if you're interested in supporting more amazing-tastic episodes of Story Pillar. And definitely stop by storypillarstore.threadless.com and check out our Sneaka Bina Sparkalicious Story Pillar t-shirts, mugs, puzzles, and more, so you can listen and show your Story Pillar love in style. Okay, that's it. We can't wait to see / have you hear us next week. Bye. Miss you.